This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, has reached Somnath. He is scheduled to participate in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in the state. The event marks 1,000 years since the invasion of the temple in 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. The Prime Minister will take part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. Following the prayers, a breathtaking drone show will be held over the skies of Prabhas Patan. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister is scheduled to participate in the Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. Thereafter, he will address a public function in Somnath tomorrow. He'll then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. He said that states with better law and order always attract greater investor interest. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur this afternoon, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order, and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. He said Rajasthan's future is bright. The Home Minister said that a state progresses when young people are given jobs without recommendation, without corruption, and through a fully transparent selection system.
Today I want to say to the people of Rajasthan that providing jobs to 9,000 youths purely on the basis of their own merit and hard work without any expenditure or recommendations has been made possible. No state or region can progress unless it promotes those youths who truly have merit. Recruitment of state services personnel must be conducted in a transparent manner, leaving no room for corruption or malpractice.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has approached the Supreme Court in the IPAC case today. The ED has requested an urgent hearing. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. Early on Thursday, the ED conducted searches on the premises of the consultancy firm IPAC and its director Prateek Jain in Kolkata as part of a money laundering probe into an alleged multi-crore rupee coal pilferage scam. The agency alleged that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee entered the raid sites and took away key evidence, including physical documents and electronic devices. Meanwhile, Ms. Banerjee has accused the central agency of overreach. The ED yesterday approached the Calcutta High Court seeking a CBI probe against the West Bengal Chief Minister. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Amid escalating political tensions over the Special Intensive Revision SIR process, the Election Commission of India ECI has appointed four additional special role observers to monitor the voter list update in West Bengal. The ECI announced on Saturday that four IAS officers will take charge of the oversight. The primary responsibility of these observers is to ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. They will supervise the entire process from the disposal of claims and objections to the final publication of the voter rolls. Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests, which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said today that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government steps up efforts to quell the country's biggest protests in years. The Iranian military statement came after US President Donald Trump has warned again that he could order military strikes. State media said a municipal building was set on fire in Kharaj, west of Tehran. Tehran Mayor Ali Reza Zakani said unrest on Thursday night saw more than 50 banks and several government buildings set on fire. In the second match of the fourth season of the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 10 runs in Navi Mumbai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.